Okay, I'm not.
We're kind of like off a strict schedule. We never really were on a strict schedule, but I'm not sure what we could do. There have been topics that we didn't even touch on. Notably is Schar Shabbos, and also we didn't really discuss Mekach Memker, which is a separate real topic, a separate, completely separate subject, but it's also relevant to people who have businesses that operate on Shabbos. Or you could ask questions, whatever you want me to do, I'm fine. But just to quickly, really, really quickly summarize, just give a summary of what Schar Shabbos is. There's a separate halacha, nothing to do, and people confuse them all, and they make a big chomp, and it becomes a lot of times it leads to people making mamish mistakes. There's a separate sugya, and that is that a yid, it's a gemara and b'mitzia, it's completely separate. A yid is not allowed to receive profits of business on Shabbos. Now, it doesn't mean the money came in on Shabbos. That means it was earned. He can't receive money even on Tuesday, but the money was earned on Shabbos. That would mean he was a babysitter on Shabbos and he got paid on Tuesday. Or that means that he owned a parking lot and a car pulled into his parking lot on Shabbos and then paid him on Tuesday or paid him on Shabbos with a credit card. It's irrelevant. But when the money arrives in this guy's bank account, why did it come? It became because of service that he provided on Shabbos. That's called Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is limited to services. Does not include retail. It's mefurish, really mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, but the person can make this case. This is actually something I never understood, because Schar Shabbos, the reason why a person can't take money for services is because Chazal said it looks like Mekach U'Memker. But Mekach U'Memker is Taka Mutter al Schar Shabbos. It's like, it's very interesting. Is this mic helping anybody? Because it's giving me an echo.
You can pull back a little bit.
I'm hearing myself. Okay, that's better. So that's the halacha. A person cannot take money that was earned on Shabbos. And the exception is a concept called Havla. And the definition of Havla means absorbed. If a person did one job, and this is a very important point, one job that includes Shabbos and weekday, then if he takes that money, that money is mutter because that's called havla. So for example, if a person has a parking lot, and I own a parking lot, someone pulls into my parking lot on Shabbos, and he's there for 2 hours, and now he sends me a check, or he swiped his credit card, that money would be Schar Shabbos. But if I have a parking spot that I rent out for the month, so even though Shabbos is included in the month, but it's not designated per day, and even if it would be per day, it wouldn't be Shkia to Shkia, it would include some weekday, so that's called Havla, okay? Now, Havla has nothing to do with Schiris Poilim. If you hear the word Havla in the context of Schiris Poilim, you know a mistake was made, and it's nothing to do. You know, if I pay him, I have a Schir Yoyim, but I pay him for the whole week.
Some confusion about Havla. Let's say you're talking about parking lot and you charge. So one guy came from 2 to 4 in the afternoon now on Shabbos. Another guy came from 4 to 9 in at night. That could be was after Shabbos. And you only take the money out of the bank after Shabbos. So you're getting the Motzi Shabbos money. You're getting the Motzi Shabbos money together with the Shabbos money.
Right.
Practically.
Even from the same person, that could be.
But you gained it.
Right, you earned it.
You earned it on Shabbos, but you're collecting it separately.
Right,
from
the but Shabbos. This actually is extremely confusing. This halacha is extremely confusing. And if you want, I can go into it and explain this. It's very, very confusing. There's two different halachas over here, but it's up to you. I can discuss it, yeah? Okay, this is actually a little complicated. You're right. In Siman Shinvav, it's mefurish that if I'm a babysitter on Shabbos for 2 hours, and on Sunday for 2 hours, and on Monday for 2 hours, and then I get all those monies. So now it's 6 hours, right? And he pays in one check. It's mefurish that there's 2 hours of Schar Shabbos. Even though the money was received together, that's not called Havla. It's different jobs. The definition of Havla would be if he's one babysitting job that started in Shabbos afternoon and extended to Matzah Shabbos, past Shkia, and that would be the Heter. That's correct. But you do find, and that's spoken out in the Ramah. It's very clear what you're saying. And there's even a term, I couldn't find it, but the Shulchan Aruch discusses this, and he says that even though you get paid together, It's called Eruv Damim. I think you're mixing up money. That's all you're doing. You have money that's Heter. You have the money that's Isser. And you mixed it all up. It has nothing to do, right? You will find in Shulchan Aruch many cases that exactly happens and it's Mutter. And notably is in... What's the case of the Tanner? Is that Reish Mavav? So I believe it's Reish Mavav. But there was a case where you have a person who... A year it was a Shutev with a guy in the Tanner. And people come and a Tanner is an oven. And they use the oven. And then it's Mefurish over there. There's no Schar Shabbos. If he gets paid the whole thing at once. Even though he used on Shabbos, he baked challis. Sunday he baked challis. Monday he baked challis. Furish Halacha that it's Mutter. And if you really think about it, you learned Sugin Avodah Zarah. People came into the Merchitz. What happened to you? Where's your Heter of Havla? The Rishonim says the Heter of Havla in the Merchitz. A Merchitz is the bathhouse. That means a Gentile came into the bathhouse on Shabbos, and then on Sunday, and then on Monday, and you let it take the money by Havla. And that's before it's not like that. So it's very complicated why, what sometimes you do, and sometimes you do not say that. But generally speaking, it has to be a job that's koilel, that includes Shabbos and Sunday. When there's an exception, is it, sometimes there are exceptions to that.
If the babysitter comes every Wednesday and every Shabbos, 2 hours. So it's
a very unique structure that they're hired, that's how they're hired by the week, 2 hours and two.
Yeah, every week she comes every Wednesday and every Shabbos.
Yeah, but generally there's a it's volunteer or they're getting paid. Yeah, so usually the pay would be pegged to the hours or the day. But what is this to the what? Usually there's a structure. There's a structure to the pay. How is it structured? That's really what it's per hour usually or per day. I don't know. Usually that wouldn't be. There wouldn't be. Yes.
Shabbat and Pesach, let's say you get hired, let's say for Kiddush, it's okay, we need somebody Moshkiach for Kiddush, and say be there for the celebration, and that's working on Shabbos.
Correct.
So well,
how do you take that money?
Yeah.
How does the Moshkiach take the money for working on Shabbos? So that's a legitimate question. So Pashas, he shouldn't. But no, and then they'll say maybe because he's a mashkiach, it's a tzarech davar mitzvah. Now, tzarech davar mitzvah is a machlokes rishonim, and it's a machlokes sugis maybe, and nihalchos yom tov before it's mutar, over here it's aser. L'maaseh, the Mishnah Berurah says that people who do like for a mitzvah, like the lane, and they get paid, right? Kriyas HaTorah, they have what to be shaymech on.
Hold on.
So I'll get to that. So if someone does something with tzarech mitzvah, There is what to be Saimachan that is allowed to take Schar Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah says it should be avoided, and usually a person will not see Simen Bracha, the money they take from Shabbos, even for a mitzvah. It's important to point out that the Gemara, which is where we know Schar Shabbos, is talking about people that are mashkichim on the Kahanim to make sure they're not tummy. Okay, so, and that's not considered a davar mitzvah. Meaning, that's usher. That's the show usher. That's the case. If that's not usher, then we don't have a makar anymore to Schar Shabbos. So, whether there is a heter of Dvar Mitzvah or not, I don't know if that includes the Mashkiach. Because the Mashkiach in the Gemara is not Mutter. So how do they do it? So maybe the Hashkacha, the business of the Hashkacha, I don't know. But I don't know what the case is. It would depend on the specifics. But maybe don't tell me the specifics. But I'm just, it's not important. I don't have to know the specifics. I'm just telling you, it would depend on maybe this, if the specifics would be koil, would include something that also is done before or after. Because if it's not, then he has a problem. Now, on that thought, I want to just say something, just to get this off my chest. There is a halacha that a yid is not allowed to engage in business on Shabbos. And that means a person is not allowed to talk about business, and a person is not allowed to do things which are for business, which means even though you don't see that he's doing it, but he's really doing it, he's checking out, he has his inventory of houses, that he, on Shabbos is the only time he checks to see they're being built, right? And he checks to see where they're holding. So what looks like an innocent spatzir after Chalon is really a inventory update, and he walks and checks his houses. He sees where they're holding, right? That's a case that's brought down for a person to work on the edge of his sada to check the condition of his peiris. That's mitzvah chefzacha. Now, he's not doing a ma'isa. The answer is he is. He's walking. He's doing a ma'isa. And you can't do any ma'isa of business. And you can't talk about business. But to think about business, you are allowed to. unless it causes you a lot of hardship. Then you're not allowed to think about business. And that's how, that's Mishmaru says. A person can't do things that he knows will lead to thinking about business, which is why B&H, actually, the guy told me, Mr. Herschel Schreiber, told me that he closed B&H because he had a tremendous advertising budget for B&H. And he would talk, and you can make money, and sometimes you cannot make money. It depends. And he said he found some thinking about it. He said after a while, oh, yeah, Kenished. You know, so he closed the whole thing. But and maybe we'll talk a little about that. But a person can't do things. A person can't do things to engage in business on Shabbos. That's Mosei Chavtzicha. Sorry? Doesn't have to. That's a bit shmooze. You don't have to read it. No one's holding a gun to read it.
But these people
exist outside of Shabbos. The readers I'm talking about. Okay, so now, in addition to Chefzicha, you can't do business, right? There's a Midrabanon that you can't buy and sell things. Now, it's interesting because Chassam Sofer, he's going really in Ramban, so he says, Chassam Sofer makes this point, he says, so Shtal Zechfar, which means imagine what happened in the Midbar. There's no Muksa, there's no, it's a Mechamamker, right? So people, they would go to, it looked like probably America in 1930. They went to shul, they had their suit, and they went to work. Because there's no Issa Mechamamker, and there's no Muksa, and they'd buy and sell, and this is what they would do on Shabbos. So Chassam Sofer says that avada for someone to be Isaac and Mechamamker, but even Kfias, is over their eyes on Shabbos, and you have to rest. The Gzeira of Mechamamker was Bakroy. Means if a person comes to a situation where he wants to buy or sell one thing, his business is really closed, so is he allowed to do that? So the answer is the Gzeira of Mechamamker, Midar Bonon. But a person to run his business, Biragil, it's a deraisa. A person I'll do that, right? So it's something I never understood because you do have people, even though there's no Isser, but that's the Isser, you're running your business, right? People have businesses like catering, that's their business, they run it on Shabbos, so why is there every deraisa? Why is catering not Nechamamk in the times of the Midbar that the Chassam Sofer says, Avada, that's positive, that's every deraisa, he's sitting and going to work. Well, it's every caterer's going to work, what do you think they're doing? So you have a kiddush and the caterer comes, and everything's set up a heter, right, in the sense where the goyim and all of doing malachse, or the malach that they do, they could do before, whatever the cheshbainis are, and it's done kadash, kadin, 100%, and the goyim allowed to take Shabbos, Avada, but what about the fact that that's when he's working? You know, he'll be working on Shabbos, whatever the next time I'm safe. Okay, I'm just, this is a question I'm asking. I don't know the answer. Okay, so that's the halacha of Schar Shabbos. A person finds himself in a situation when he's making money from a service business. This is very negeya, where a person owns a service business. A person owns a service business, and it doesn't close. And the reason why it doesn't close is because the guy want to work. So let's say I have an appliance repair business, right? And it's not located in Lakewood. And it's located in Monmouth County, whatever it is. And the goyim, a lot of times, especially in service, or garage door fixing service, whatever it is, the goyim, their home is on Shabbos. So a big part of the day, big part of the week, is fixing a computer repair company, right? So I'm not kaviyah malachta. I tell the goyim, whenever they arrange with the guy who's home to go and fix it, whenever they arrange it, and then they're willing to work, they get paid, and they get paid, obviously, from me, but I charge more to the person who's getting it fixed, and that's how we have a business, right? The difference in that margin is my profit. Now, what happens when the guy does it on Shabbos? So now, what happens is I'm making money on Shabbos. And if the job is Kailo, Friday and Shabbos, and it wouldn't be awesome, if it's only on Shabbos, there would be a legitimate problem for Shabbos, and anyone who finds that he's making money on Shabbos, not in the retail. Retail is not a problem of Schar Shabbos. The reason why retail is not a problem of Schar Shabbos is many theories to that. One theory is that when you go to a soda machine, just on a very simple level, if you go to a soda machine and you buy a soda and you give the guy a dollar, let's say I own the soda machine, so I just received the dollar, but he got the soda, right? So in the sense, the same way he got that soda, I got that dollar. That dollar is giving him the soda, not just for Shabbos. He has it for Shabbos and Sunday. It wouldn't be any different than Havla. You understand? That's the way to look at it. It's not any worse than Havla because what he got, he didn't just get for Shabbos. He got something for the whole week. He got it forever. That's what the sale is. And therefore, in retail, we don't have Schar Shabbos. But if that theory is true or not, it's irrelevant. It's still mutter to be engaging in retail and to receive monies on Shabbos.
What about a restaurant? let's say prepare Shabbos, and then when during Shabbos, you people order drinks like wine, and you charge it after.
Yeah. So there's a lot in that question, but there's no Schar Shabbos because it's retail. But unfortunately for you, Schar Shabbos is the least of your problems. The problem is, what happened? Tell me slowly.
They come in before, they order Friday night Suda, and they come in, no one pays anything. The restaurant's open on Shabbos. I mean,
for the people
that pay before, they order the menu, you choose your menu already. But wine can take another bottle.
So what happens? But so when he's taking bottles, how does he know if he's taking a medium expensive bottle?
You have to charge on Shabbos.
No.
You have wines, and so the waiters already know this is cheap, medium, expensive.
Who knows? But I just walked into your restaurant. How do I know? It's literally either 20 or 200, and there's no way for me to know.
Yes. Uh-huh. You're not gonna see any price. You don't wanna see price. You don't got a wine list. You have a wine list without prices, and the waiter say this is a little bit expensive. You have an idea.
High, medium, low.
Yeah, I know it's high, medium, and low, but how do I differentiate if I want high, medium, and low?
That's why the people don't pay charge back after. That's another issue.
Okay, I mean, there is a halach in Shimchav Gimel that a person who needs something to shop is let him walk into the store, not discuss prices, and walk off with it. And so that's kind of what's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you mechayev your workers to? So how do the workers keep tabs on this?
They write it down.
Okay, so that would be an issue.
I think
he hasn't. I never had a Gentile that remembered all the orders.
Just wine.
Oh, it's just the wine. You have to remember who's to who. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, but the Negev Schar Shabbos. To answer your question, yeah, that's permitted. But Negev Schar Shabbos, that's permitted.
What about
the artist
who works in here? Is that
Schar Shabbos? I mean, in the Gemara's artist, it's not Negev a Shaila because it's not Negev to grow something just on Shabbos. The period doesn't just pop out on Shabbos. So it's a theoretical question.
Harvesting before it gets ruined.
But that zikr would not be Schar Shabbos because
you're getting a portion of what he harvested.
That was yours. That was your item. It's your peri. I'm the owner of the peri of the soda. So it would be Schar Shabbos on there. But you're right in the practical application of an oris and Shabbos. Because manenu, there are many, many cases where it could lead to Schar Shabbos. You're right.
If he makes a new sale or the computer company who is going to get money.
If you have a guy running doing repairs and he's getting a chelik and you're getting a chelik. So then you're going to have an issue of Schar Shabbos. If the entire repair, beginning to end, is executed just on Shabbos, there will be a legitimate Schar Shabbos issue. Yes.
Let's say someone has a daily ACH debit.
Debit going out?
Yeah, and let's say it comes on a Monday.
It's going out. So there's no Schar Shabbos. It's going the wrong way. What do you mean?
The Mechamamka.
So let's talk a little about Mechamamka.
No, Schar Shabbos. You're getting money.
Why are you getting money? Who's giving you money?
Let's say I'm giving a service to somebody. Right, a car company. I have a car company. Someone pays me every month out of his account.
Why is he paying? You lease him a car.
Right?
He's paying you a lease. So then there's no Schar Shabbos. It's a monthly payment. It's havla. If it would be like a rental per hour, and a guy rented for an hour, there would be an issue. But if it's havla, it's a monthly payment. It would be mutter. Now mekachu memker means a person buying and selling on Shabbos. So let me just explain the best I can, because it's negated to internet commerce, but really it shouldn't be so negated to internet commerce, and I'll explain why. We paskin, that Shvisas Kalim is mutter. Shvisas Kalim means that a Yid has to keep Shabbos, right? A Yid has to keep Shabbos, but each Kalim does not have to keep Shabbos. Okay, so a person would be prohibited from turning on an air conditioner, but the air conditioner can be set to go on and off. Okay, we're not getting the whole time clock schmooze out of this, but again, Shvisas Kalim itself and things are cooking on Shabbos, all these type of things. Machinery owned by Yid does not have to rest on Shabbos. Okay, because that's what we pass. It's Machalik Shvisas Kalim Mutter Aser, Sol B'Shamay, we pass Shvisas Kalim Mutter. So real malachis, Harisha, Shbishel, real malachis can be done on Shabbos, Nikra Din, and Lamaisa, and there's no problem because we pass Shvisas Kalim Mutter. Mekachu Mamkiz Ismid Rabbanan. Okay, now the question is, can I have my website making Mekcha Memka? Doing Mekcha Memka. Now really a website doesn't do Mekcha Memka, because a website, the items don't really get shipped out on Shabbos. There's no real Mekcha on Shabbos, but there is theoretically a case of Mekcha Memka if you'd have a vending machine. Okay. Okay, correct. Meaning, but that's again the same premise that you're working. Over here we're not working at all. Okay. So a person has a vending machine. Now a vending machine, real Mekcha Memka is going on because it's receiving money, incoming money is being kind to me. It's Chatz Mishtameres Ladaiti. I'm getting money. And the Gentile, hopefully it's a Gentile, who's acquiring the goods, he's been kainet, and there was a complete mekach. And he walks over and he drinks the soda. There was a complete mekach, but it was automated. So is that permitted? So really that should never have been a shayla, because mekach u'memker, which is a chash, the rabbanan had al tzksiva, should not be worse than bishul. Or if it's worse than bishul, not worse than bishul, equal to bishul. And bishul can go on Shabbos. And Harisha can go on Shabbos, and Havara can go on Shabbos. So why can't Mekcha Memka happen on Shabbos? So Shachar should happen on Shabbos, and as long as the Yid who is Nachal, he's sitting in his house and he's singing Menucha V'Simcha, and he's not engaging actively in any way with this Mekcha Memka, there would be no issue with it happening on Shabbos, because it just happened, right? That should have been beginning and end of the entire discussion of internet commerce, because internet commerce, the guy's not buying anything, I didn't receive any money. Internet commerce, for the most part, is a guy puts an order. I know it says a seyan, you purchased, nothing happened, and it would be the equivalent in real life, what an internet commerce is a guy left a message on your machine and he said, I'd like to purchase this and this. That's all happened. Because I know he gave you a credit card, the money wasn't pulled. Usually it's not charged till it's charged. Even if it is charged, the money didn't come through to me for sure on the spot. So really what happened is a guy reserved an anonymous item in a warehouse, and not a specific item, a general item. So even if Moise Koiner is, there wouldn't be Koiner here, because there's 18 boxes, which one's a kind of, right? So it's not kind of anything until he gets it. And really, internet commerce is a reservation of an item. But even if you want to say internet commerce is really a mekach, and I really got money, and he bought it with my kindness, even if you'll extrapolate the whole situation, and you'll make it look like a vending machine, which is the avia voice of mekach memka and Shabbos, because it all really happened, it should never have been a shayla, and it should have been a mute discussion. But the reason why it's not a mute discussion, the reason why it is a legitimate shayla, is because of Rebbe Kveger. And Rebbe Kveger came, Rebbe Kveger said a big Kiddush, and then we'll have to understand what Rebbe Kveger means, and then we'll have to go back. But Rebbe Kveger came, and it was negeya to a bunch of cases, but one case would be if Erev Pesach was Shabbos, and people wanted to sell the chametz on Erev Pesach, so they did it, a Maisa Kenyan before Shabbos, and they made the Dizmah Lechalois, so if you do it correctly, you can do it, they pegged that the Dizmah Lechalois should be on Erev Pesach, which should be on Shabbos. And Rebbe Kveger forbid it. And the reason why he forbid it is because he says that's Mekcha Memka on Shabbos. A person that makes that the Zman HaMechira will be on Shabbos will be forbidden Al Mekcha Memka on Shabbos. I'm sorry? Right. So he did like there's two parts to every transaction. You do what you need to do to put the transaction in place. What we call it a Maisa Kinyan, that's the action. And then there's the actual point of the transaction, right? When you write a contract and you write a shtar, you're selling a real estate, right? So what are you doing to acquire it? You could do many things, but what are you doing is you sign the contract. But what date does it say in the contract? So if it says a later date, that's when it's going to be sold, right? That's when it's going to be, the transaction will happen. So Rebbe Kveger says that for you to do a maisa before Shabbos, to make that the time of the transaction will be on Shabbos, is forbidden. So from there, and Rebbe Kveger doesn't have a mufurish shiraya, and Rebbe Moshe says it's very shver to say such a thing without a mufurish shiraya, and there is no raya. But ultimately, Rebbe Moshe says is that we are not to be machmir like Rebbe Kveger. So now the question is: does Rebbe Kveger put the entire automated business? Does he shelve the entire thing because everything will be mekcha memka, right? So the problem is you can't shelve it because there are literally 30, 40 cases in Shulchan Aruch, Mefurish, that people will buy something. And for the first case, it would be your case in Merchitz, which I think you learned. Now, the guy has a Merchitz, right? How do you think the guy pays for the Merchitz? He pays on Shabbos. That means the Yid was just kind of money on Shabbos. There was a Schiris on Shabbos. There's a Schiris. Schiris is also a Merchitz, because it's not just buying and selling, it's also leasing. That means a guy walked into a Merchitz of Yisrael. This is the world's biggest vending machine. That's really what it is. You have a guy that's allowed to do leasing, but make believe the guy's not here, so it's automated. So imagine there's a turnstile, right? So the Gentile walks into the markets, the bathhouse. He puts his quarter in the turnstile. He goes into the market and he walks out. Did commerce just happen? The answer is 100% commerce happened. Which commerce? There was schiris, the guy rented, right? There was an acquisition. The thrall just was kind of money. There was commerce that just happened. So if Rabbi Craig is going to go and he's going to ask for all commerce, so the first place we're going to have to do is the Gemara on Chav Aleph and Abay Dezara is going to have a new problem. And no one from the time of the ceiling of the Talmud till today ever said that the Merchitz is also because of Mekah Chamemka. These are Mefurish Gemaras, many such Gemaras, and if you go through Shulchan Aruch, you'll find many cases that people have acquired things and no one said anything. There's the end of Sin Shin Zion. There's a whole case where a guy brought Tua and put it in the Yid, and there's a whole Shiloh when the guy is allowed to be moided, he's allowed to count it, which was Malacha. So he's allowed to count it before he gives it to the Yid, because then he's counting his own thing. But if he gives it to the Yid, then he can't count it, that whole case. But no one ever woke up and said, oh, what do you mean? The Yid's acquiring Tua. He's not acquiring Tua because it's Mekah Chamemka on Shabbos, right? And as many as this case, and Shin Lam and Gimel would be another case because that's Mekah Chamemka. But maybe that would be the Hetter, maybe it wouldn't be a Rai. But there are many cases like that. So, Lemaisa, the cheshbon of the way they understand Rik Vega, and many Paiskim, I believe, say this, and I thought by a few Paiskim, but I didn't do maybe enough research, but I think the general assumption is, as Rik Vega is saying, is that if you do a Maisa Kinyan, you do an action, and you want to delay that the action will not culminate with a transaction until Shabbos, so it's viewed that you are doing it then. And what that means is that you could still be chayzer, right? You still could withdraw your action. It's still, you are connected with that. The reason why it's not called sekundan is because you're doing it like that. You're doing an action, and you want that the culmination of the action will be on Shabbos, and that's when the transaction is taking place. Okay? The side is, the fundamental point of Bekveger is, it's still connected to you enough that we view it. I know you didn't. You're not actually doing it. About the person himself is still sitting by his dining room and he's singing Menucha V'Simcha. But in Lomdis, it's viewed that the action is culminating and it's attributed to you. And the Avnezer says, L'raya, you could be Chayzer, you could say, I want to take it back. Or if the person dies, Dr. Avnezer, it won't be Chal, it won't be turned out, you understand? So it's still viewed that it's connected. How is like that? Either it's a good question, it's not a good question, but it's not important because it's still connected to the person. And therefore, Mikveg understands that even though Shvisas Kalim is mutter, that's because it's disconnected. If you put a person who puts a pot on a fire and then he promptly, he's not living anymore, that continues, but the Kenyan does not continue. And because of that, it's different. Now, because of this understanding, that would make that, again, we'd be back in business with vending machines, because the vending machine is not that I put a soda and that's a Maisa Kinyan. It's a general Leich Vazek V'Kni, which would be, I'm maskim to have Das Makne, I'm maskim to give it to anyone who puts money in the machine. It's a general open-ended Leich Vazek V'Kni. But there is no Maisa Kinyan to Bichal, right? The only time we have a Maisa Kinyan to Bichal means everything about the Kinyan was done besides the Zman. I'm just being clear about that. That's the definition. And therefore, for that reason, internet commerce and vending machines to forbid such a thing would basically be forbidding Gemaras. And it would be very, 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 very difficult, almost impossible to forbid an internet without cutting Gemaras out. And therefore, the general assumption is internet commerce and automated commerce and all these type of questions would be mutter in the same way a merchitz is mutter, because a merchitz really ultimately is a giant vending machine. That's permitted. And the only question, so where would it be forbidden? It would not be forbidden. Where do you find the Mikveh, Halacha L'maisa? Not in the internet commerce industry, but in the real estate industry. Because many people do sign contracts, and they have leases that start in the beginning of the month, and they don't look in the calendar, and guess what? The beginning of the month is Shabbos. And both sides sign the contract, and you can't be, if you can't be, it's got a better, maybe like the Avnezer. But generally speaking, a contract that's signed to start on the first of the month, which is Shabbos, or Yom Tov, Rabbi Kvega has a problem with that. I'm sorry? So that's what I said. You weren't here, maybe. So I'm not going to fault you. But anytime you bring up the word Avla, and it's not in the context of Shabbos, you are making a terrible mistake. So, unfortunately, nothing to do with Schach Shabbos. We're not talking about Schach, we're talking about Mechel Memke. Havla is only... Hold on, look, can I just finish the thought? Hold on, I'm sorry. So therefore, if a person has a contract, this comes up very negative. People have contracts on big deals, including nursing homes, things that have been worked out for a long time, and it's very not simple just to push it off a day because you have a frazzled seller, and there's so many parts that are pulling, and then they realize that the date of the contract is Shabbos, or not usually Shabbos, but it's Yom Tov, and then they have, and then Rabbi Kvega asks, there are chokim of Rabbi Kvega, namely the Mashag, and they take tremendous issue, there's no such thing, it's completely fabricated, there's no makar to such a thing, but generally speaking, a person should avoid doing, and that's what comes out, really. The whole internet commerce schmooze and that kamemker really ultimately is more negated to the real estate industry than the internet commerce industry. I'm sorry, now you have the floor.
The case is he puts in a bid in an auction, eBay. The auction takes place on Shabbos, and if he wins, he has to put in his credit card, they charge his credit card on Shabbos. Now he says, I don't have to charge on Shabbos, charge it once on Shabbos. If I win, I win.
Okay, so now, very good. Okay, so what's the premise of your question? The premise of your question is that is a Maisa, not a Maisa Kinyan, by the way, it's a Maisa Hischaivis. And Hischaivis, it's all it is. Let's be clear here. You're taking a little bit of quantum leap and you say, I can't do a Hischaivis on Shabbos.
But I have one more thought is that maybe the guy is my Shliach to swipe my credit card.
Which guy?
The guy that's swiping the credit card.
So he's a Shliach? Okay.
He's gonna swipe my car.
On Shabbos? I'm saying, well, I don't understand what type of question is that. On Shabbos? You don't do it on Shabbos?
He said, I'm gonna do it on Shabbos. I told him to do it, and he said, I'm gonna do it on Shabbos.
So that's a Mishabrura and Reish from Zion. I should have mentioned it. The Mishabrura says, when you send a guy during the week to do a malacha for you, anytime you hire a guy to do something, you don't tell when to do it, he does it on Shabbos, it's not an issue. And this is a very inclusive halacha, because you got, and people maybe forbid it, but this is what I understand. If you go to a, it doesn't make a difference if he tells you or it doesn't, but the point is, I didn't tell him. You go to a, those blue mailboxes, you know, and you put it in a mailbox Friday afternoon. You're allowed to put it in a mailbox Friday afternoon? So it says it's going to go out on Shabbos. Allowed to do that? So the answer is, I didn't tell him when to do it. He said he's when he's going to do it. He tells me before. He tells me after. That's before Shalach. It's not a problem, right? You take a red, the red, you have a red flag, you have the mailboxes in Miami. So you have a red flag. So if you put a red flag up, then when the mailbox comes, they have to take your envelope. Now, it's outgoing mail, right? I don't know if that's everywhere, but in New Jersey, that's how it works. They do in and out. So you leave your envelopes and they take it out. So Friday afternoon, you put an envelope, you put on the red flag, the USPS comes on Shabbos and takes the envelope. Is that permitted? So I would think it is permitted. I'm sorry? Should be or should not be? Should not be. Who's not allowed to deliver for you? You don't get deliveries on Shabbos?
You know that if you put it Friday afternoon, you're being
Kovei
Malachta, what
do
you think tomorrow?
I'm being Kovei Malachta, right. So the answer is, I'm not being Kovei Malachta. When I put up the flag, I'm not to answer. This is my thing. You might be right, but I'm just saying my opinion. In that, if you hire the flag, what you're doing, I don't understand how hiring a flag speaks about any day of the week. What it says is the next time you come, I'd like you to take it. And you decide when to come. That's what I think. So that should be permitted. Every time, the actual scheduling of the Gentile is beyond my scope of control, then by definition, there cannot be a problem of Amir Akum. Even though you know his schedule. And there's an interesting Mashag, and the Mashag basically discusses this, where he had a Gentile who was doing handiwork for him, assorted handiwork, and then he said, this is the shoyl to the Mashag, and he says he found out, and he goes on a long poetic discourse about how his Averis, he wasn't Zeicha, and now he needs a whole tshuva, but he found out that the Gentile was doing the work for him, is employed the whole week, and by definition, the guy could not have done it only on Shabbos, and then Meili, who has been Kaveh Malachtai, and he wants a whole kapara, and at the end of the whole thing, the Mashak says that you, my friend, have to learn how to mind your business, and you never told him to do it on Shabbos, and what are you getting involved in his schedule? He gave him work. When this guy got it, he took a job. He doesn't have to take your jug. It's nothing to do with you. The point is, mitzidi, mitzad di Yisrael, I never boxed him to do it on Shabbos. What's kveh malach de b'Shabbos? Kveh malach de b'Shabbos means that the Gentile has an option, and I go, and I said, I'd like you to do it on Shabbos. That's kveh malach de b'Shabbos. If the Gentile himself says, I want to do it on Shabbos, that would be permitted. And the raya, hold on, let me just finish my thought. And the raya that I'm correct is because if I'm incorrect, then no one is ever allowed to do any ground FedEx ship. Every business has to shut down on Friday because the way FedEx works, I'm assuming you know, is there's FedEx is the country of the United States of America is divided into five zones. And let's say 500 square miles, and let's say in the metropolitan area, right? So the first 500 miles is overnight, and they guarantee it. So that means that anyone in Lakewood or Brooklyn or Connecticut or anywhere cannot ship on Friday to anywhere in the five in that zone because you're overnighting. And the answer is, what's up to me? I never even knew about these zones. I never was in the meeting when they made up these zones. This is FedEx, and they have a right to run the business as they see fit. And I don't know of any rabbinical authority that says that you're not allowed to ship anything on FedEx, because that's basically what it means. You have to completely shut down. You cannot use your FedEx account. And the Minig and Klai Yisrael is they do use their FedEx account on Friday. So that's a riot. That since you weren't the one who stipulated those zones, it would be permitted. So on that thought, I would think that any case like hiring the red flag, any such thing, it would be permitted to do such a thing because you weren't the one who stipulated it.
What about the auction that ends on Shabbos, though? The auction that you put a bid in.
So now back to your Shabbos. So now, if a person puts in a bid on an auction that ends on Shabbos, so if you want to forbid it, you're going to have to do a little quantum leap. So you're going to have to say that putting in a bid is a Maisa Kinyan. A Maisa Kinyan on the Hischaibus, which it might be, Hold up.
You got to say it. What do you say?
I'm speaking rhetorically. What do you mean?
It's an auction.
I'll explain it later. Okay. Yeah, whatever it is. So the point is that when you put in the bid, it might be a Maisa Kinyan Eschaivus. It might be. But Lamashal on eBay, this is how eBay describes it. eBay says that when you put in the bid, you make a hischaivus. You are now be mechayev that if you're the highest bidder, still when the auction ends. So according to eBay, according to the strict reading of the contract of eBay, the maisa hischaivus is actually earlier. Now it's basically like a hischaivus on tonight. They don't want to outbid you, but when you put in that bid, you are already entering into a hischaivus. So therefore, that would negate the question. I'm sorry? That's my point. That's what I'd be mutter. But anyways, Eschaivus itself is not clear that it'd be included into this whole conversation. So there's a few quantum leaps to get to ask you. I'm not saying it's impossible. People have done it. But there are a bunch of leaps to get there.
If somebody beat you on Shabbat, and automatically the system, would your high beat on Shabbat?
Yeah, but that's all Kalim. That's you already put in how much you're mechayev.
What's the case that
Nick Bachal,
because
he's somebody
who's
in the field?
In the case of Marshag,
he says
that you could have, you didn't have to stop because you didn't know about it. But
which Marshag? I'm not sure, I'm not familiar with which
Marshag. The story about the whole thing, and then he said, but mind your business.
They don't have to stop him. What do you mean?
Right, why don't you stop? We learned that there's a case where you would have to Nick Bachal if you see somebody doing it.
Well, that's a specific case when it was done on Yerush Shus and there was a Marshag concern. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a guy who's doing work for you, but it might have been mending work, let's say, whatever it is, but it's not work that has a Marasayan component to it, so then the halach would be, that would be permitted.
Even if Skiriyam was doing it by himself, and he just decided to do a Shabbos?
Skiriyam is a different issue. Skiriyam is going to be also regarded. We're talking about a Kam. It has to fit into all the parameters to be allowed, but the only problem would have been, Kaveh Malachtoi, see, he's saying, if you weren't the person who's Kaveh Malachtoi, that would be permitted. Okay, I think our work is done. I would love to sit around, but I unfortunately can't. I have time constraints. So again, I want to thank everyone. Everyone should be benched. You can see the time. You are a terrific crowd. A wonderful, wonderful way to get me on. I remember this was like a full chazar of all the sugyas. I haven't had like this in a long time. Okay, Rabbi Sai, Zagazon.
Okay, Mr. Shem, 1:45, there'll be a shmooze from the other.